Hi guys, Rafaela Rigo here. It's Monday, it's 9 p.m. It's bank holiday here in the UK. I am driving back from Manchester, where I decided to take some time out so I could relax, enjoy time with friends, go out, dance, and just live a little. So I've been driving back, and then I have like 4 hours ahead of me. Well, not quite. I have already driven 2 hours there, so I have two more hours ahead of me. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I do listen to a lot of books when I'm driving. So I keep my mind occupied and give me the inspiration to share thoughts and to motivate clients, followers online or face to face, and to motivate myself to keep going with my life and keep strong and, you know, and keep life moving forward. So I've written and then I write a lot of things that it's so important for us every day. You know, because our life is most of the time, towards a good 90% of us, is up and down. We have a focus and then we commit. And then we quit. And then we go again. So it's this up and down of consistency, inconsistency, consistency, inconsistency. And that's why we never progress, and then we don't move forward with our big goals, our dreams, and everything that we put on the paper. Even though most people don't actually put anything on the paper, they just bloody live in this dream world, sadly, and they just make other people feel sorry for them, and so. But what pisses me off is people don't fucking read, you know? They don't fucking read. Since the bloody Instagram came into perspective, everything is a fucking picture. People don't fucking read. It's ridiculous. Me, myself, a good year, maybe 2 years ago. Yeah, about 2 years ago. Had to put a picture. You're almost fucking naked. To get people to click on it and hopefully have the interest to read an informative, you know, content. It's fucking awful. I disappoint myself today because I had to put myself through that shit to make people read. It's so frustrating. You want people to grow, you know, to make sure that their dream's gonna go fucking forward, that something gonna happen. And they needed to read, to self-improve themselves, to pick up their brains and find that focus, find that drive, see the light in the end of the tunnel, you know, get some ideas, get motivated, feel inspired, talk to someone that can help them. And it's all about reading. And this world, there's nobody reads it. Like, I wrote something, and then I keep writing things. And it shocks me. You are there, following that group, following that person. Most of the time, it's for a reason. Right? If you're following someone that is a coach, ideally, it's because you want to learn from him or her. But then when they put the lessons on the table for you, you don't fucking take it because you don't fucking read. Genuinely, it's disgraceful. It's just like it feels like the world is going backwards. We have technology in it. And everything on the internet is just there and easy for you to grab and for you to develop your thoughts, for you to develop yourself, for you to build a business, for you to fucking be rich, is the information is out there and you don't read. Everything's about a fucking picture. You can see how this really pisses me off. You know, I want you to help me to build some big quads. Sure, let's do that. Then I spend the time writing about it, because there are many people asking for the same thing. And then you write about it. What do they do? Do they read? No. Do they learn? No. Do they do anything about it to increase their quads, or to lose their belly fat, or to improve with their business, or to, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just, it's sad. It's genuinely sad. Like, I read one book a week, pretty much. It goes between a good 4 books a month to between 3 and 4. Rarely I manage to do 5. And is the amount of information going into my brain and then make me feel through my veins what needs to be done, makes me hungry to succeed, makes me hungry, motivated to inspire others, to share information, to teach, to give away for fucking free. Take it, learn with it, improve your life, be a better person, help others, achieve. Where is this world going, guys? You tell me. Where is it going? Where you go on a bloody Instagram and every possible picture that you see of a perfect face, perfect body, perfect bum, perfect like arms, have everything been retouched? It's not realistic. It's all fake. The only thing that is not fake is the information that is out there for you to learn. People just need to stop wishing for this perfect life, perfect body, perfect job, and start to build, do, read, be, instead of dream, wish. Sad, frustrating. If you want to be someone, and if you are listening to this, make sure you keep your mind reading and listening to positive things that will change your future, that will change yourself. That's what you need to do. Being positive and do something about the things that you want. And you will do that by learning. Anyway, I did let it out. Maybe not the best way, because you can see how I feel about it. But I hope this message will get a few people to change how they are living. Right, stay blessed, everyone. Sending my love to you. In the end of the day, I am trying to be positive. I don't want to come out angry. But no bullshit. Just raw and genuine thoughts right there for you. Speak to you soon. Bye bye, guys.